Hi, everyone. Sorry, I was loud. This is Veg Slapped, and I'm Aileen.
We did get a comment that you forget which podcast you're on.
I don't even know my name right now. I'm very tired. What's up, Jordana?
Not much. Big week for TV.
Literally, I'm so excited to talk about all of it, though. Like, yeah. I'm very, very... Okay.
So as anyone who knows, who's listened to any of these podcasts know, I didn't watch Real Housewives of New York until about 2 months ago when I binged all 10 seasons in like a month.
Yeah.
And was living my life as if that was the current reality time.
I've mentioned this before, but Jordana would be like, oh, it's so funny that Kristen Takeman's like, I can't believe her husband. I'm like, Jordana, that was like 10 years ago. Like, what the fuck?
It was happening for me in real time.
Yeah. She was living it as if it were happening. I'm like, that's not how like TV works. But yeah, okay.
I was like, I can't believe this whole, like, I just don't understand why Bethany and Jill Zarin can't work it out. It's like, that was literally 10 years ago.
Yeah. Well, so speaking of that, so Real Housewives of New York started, and I love this. I love New York. Beverly Hills, I'm behind on episodes just because it got a little boring for me. No offense.
It is very boring.
No offense to
I don't care, like, at
my
all.
Kyle, I love her.
Well, in Beverly, I don't know, something at Beverly Hills, it's just like the fights are like dumber and they're not as like vicious.
The fights are so dumb. They're like so, because they feel like they're dumb. Like Dorit, just talking shit about everyone for no reason doesn't feel
it
like
feels
realistic.
More fabricated, right?
Exactly. So,
although I'm sure they're all fabricated. At least the New York people are better actresses.
New York, they're all divorced and all wasted at all times. And
they're
it's
less
amazing.
Like fake nice to each other. They're
no,
more like,
they don't give
right,
a fuck. Yeah. It's so funny. And then Dorinda
with the slurring is like,
I'm
so
obsessed
fucking
with
funny.
Dorinda. Like, as I was watching that episode, I smoked a little, and then I like during the episode, during when she got, did you watch? You watched?
Yeah,
I
watched it. Yeah.
Okay, when she got drunk, like at the party, and
she's like yelling about Sonia.
She was like, "And we'll watch Ghost Hunters." And I literally like got, I started choking on my own like saliva and like just dying laughing. I couldn't like contain myself. I had to press pause because I was just like crying and like. Rusty in the other room was like rushed to see what was wrong with me. He's like, why are you hysterically crying? Like, Torrance is so drunk right now. He's like, you're an idiot.
Yeah, they're all like fine with getting drunk. They're very funny. They're like, I don't know.
And Luana's fine to come
I can't
as blackface.
I can't believe she wore that.
She like just literally. That was crazy. The funniest was Carol. I was like, Luann literally has no concept of like what's appropriate. And then Bethany was like, Luann has some balls. Like, she literally does not give a shit. That was the funniest fucking thing. And then they like she literally came in blackface and that and no one.
Luann's clearly having like a moment or something is going on with her. I felt like a little bad, but at the same time, she looked so fucking stupid last season. So I'm happy that she's not living in some crazy delusional world anymore.
You can tell she's going to be the protagonist of this season because she was the last one. All of their quotes were so bad this season.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I'm strong. Like, it's great to be successful, but it's better to be strong.
Tinsley's was literally cooking is nice, but room service is better. Like,
yeah,
are you,
she clearly like
milk, like
there. I can just imagine how this the production was like. We need Tinsley. We need a quote.
She's like
Tinsley. We need a quote. I don't know. I need. Hold on. I'm ordering room service. There's the quote.
Yeah. Well, because she lives in a hotel, which is kind of nice, and she orders the charcuterie board that
she
could not.
She just have family money because she doesn't like
she's
work.
So
or
well,
anything, right?
She has. She was married to like a very, very, very wealthy family. Like they have a name. I forgot what it was.
Mortimer.
No,
that's
her
maiden
name.
Right.
It's like
she
Penn
met
something.
The guy in prep school and then
like
they got married,
they're
whatever.
Like childhood sweethearts. And then her family has money and then her dad died, whatever. And they're very like if you saw her mom, she was like very like prim and proper and they don't talk about their feelings. They only drink white wine to swallow it down.
Waspy.
Very waspy. But that was an amazing episode and I'm really excited for the season.
I mean, I never watched Real Housewives in real time before. I'm so excited to live the drama with everyone else.
Why does Carol have to dress as like that? Like that looked bad.
I didn't really understand what she was like. I thought it was like for singers.
No, it was just a Halloween party.
I thought the theme was like female singers. And Luann was like, I should just go as myself.
That was a good Luann impression.
I have a deeper voice. It's the only one I can do.
Like, the craziest thing is that she has, like, her whole song about money can't buy you class. And she literally comes in blackface. I don't understand. That's the least classy thing you could do.
She's a very strange character.
And then fucking so no one knew who Sonia was when she was Lucille Ball, right?
Yeah. I wish they could have shown the breakthrough moment with Luann for when she realized that, like, this thing with Tom was a complete disaster.
Yeah, unfortunately,
because it was like so gung ho, and then like flip immediately.
Well, it was it happened. When did that happen?
It happened last summer. I remember because you're on the way. We were in an Uber on the way to Croatia. Uh-huh. I got the alert. I didn't really watch at the time, so I didn't care.
Where were we going?
Croatia.
You were going to Croatia?
We were in the Uber on the way to Croatia. You live in Brooklyn, so you took a separate car.
Oh, like to the airport. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's funny. Yeah. I thought in Croatia they have Uber, but it's Uber Boat. So
yeah,
that
was also a wild experience.
Okay, so I'm really excited for the season.
Same. We'll have you guys should watch. If you don't watch and you don't want to hear us talk about
fucking it. Fucking
watch it. Fast forward or just fucking watch it. It's
just
a great show.
Just fucking watch it.
It's
they're all
show. I watched 10 seasons in 1 month. You should watch it.
Drunk Housewives. Bethany though is like interesting is how
she looks great.
She does look. Ramona I thought looked really great as Britney Spears.
Yeah, she does. She did look
she
good.
She looked really good.
They all look pretty good.
Great
I have
Halloween
to say.
Costume. Okay, now we need to talk about. Okay, so this is. So we recorded this like a couple days early, but. So we just watched Jersey Shore.
Family reunion.
And this obviously isn't an advertisement, even though they did advertise with us, but this isn't an advertisement. That
show
was the
great.
Funniest. I can't. Like, do you think that they put it in their contract to get drunk? Like, do you think that was part. Like, the drunker you
get,
you'll get like a
no,
few thousands.
I don't think that it's in their contract. I think that they're off. It's like it's almost like an unofficial, like, performance based bonus.
You think?
Like, yeah, I think the next. Every season they come back, they get like. Based on like their like ratings,
yeah.
Their personal ratings, they get paid more or less. So they're personally incentivized to just like. Do crazy shit so they get more screen time. People want to, they're more intriguing. People want to see them. It's funny. Sammy and I just talked about this on last week's episode about like Vanderpump Rules. She's like, they all have terrible habits. I'm like, yeah, they get like paid more per terrible habit.
For sure.
So like,
oh, so, okay. So that makes sense. So a lot of some of my thoughts, besides the fact that it was amazing, were that like some of the drama felt fabricated, such as Mike's jail situation where he was like, oh God, Vinny, guess what? So I pled guilty, but the judge says I can go to Miami. Yeah. It was like so ridiculous. Also,
no, I think
so,
that's real.
The judge said he can go to Miami? No way.
Well, he's probably like petitioned them. He's like, I have this. He's probably not supposed to leave the state. And then like they were like,
the MTV probably did.
Yeah, I'm sure they helped. But like, yeah, that court case is like real. Like,
no, I believe in the court case being real, but the timing of it and him saying the judge says I can go to Miami, I really don't think that happened.
That I actually did believe. I can't believe Ron like knocked up some girl. I think he wins the, if we're going to have a weekly recap of this a little bit and reward for like looks like the worst.
I think he looks the worst in like the way that he is. I don't think his parents, I was talking to Alexa about this. I'm not going to, our friend Alexa, his parents didn't like, raise him right. Like
There's something wrong with him.
Like,
he's clearly still obsessed with Sammy.
He's obsessed with
Power
Sammy.
Power move on her part, actually.
Yes. He's obsessed with Sammy. He's obsessed with it being like living in the old times.
Right.
Because he's still like, there's something weird about guys who are obsessed with their sneakers. Do you see that? Like, he like cleans them. He like changes. He like wears all black and wears blue sneakers as a like a statement piece. Like, there's something weird.
Sneaker guy?
I feel like it's very immature.
I've never
with sneaker collection.
I never really noticed that, but it's something I'll pay attention to now.
I don't know. Like, there's
the more sneakers you own, the crazier you are.
Not crazier, just a little bit immature or like superficial.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, I think they're all kind of superficial.
Situation. He has so.
What's going on with his face?
Looks
I didn't
like,
really understand what it was. What is it?
He's a lot of Botox in his forehead, like 100,000%.
It looks like terrible.
He looks like his face was like
looks
put
like a
back
cartoon
together
character.
With putty.
Yeah, he looks like a cartoon character.
Do you ever see Just Go With It? And what's
he looks
his,
like Doug Funny or something. I don't know.
Like he does look like old Doug Funny.
Someone from that show.
He looks exactly like if Doug Funny grew up and he was
like
45.
And got like a little tanner.
Yeah. Also like. What is a keto diet? Do you know? I think it's like meats. It's like protein.
I think there's like prepackaged. I have no idea. I'm not even gonna try to
speaking.
Comment on
but
this.
Like, okay, so you can tell Vinny is like obsessed with like being fit for this show. Like he was like,
oh my god, with his like casual eating disorder with the pizza.
That right. It's like
that was like such a. If I ever saw a guy eat pizza like that, I would like.
It's because
I don't think I would ever really have sex with him again.
He doesn't want to eat carbs. I like back in the day when I used to like I was very strict with my diet.
Right.
I would like we would order pizza and I would take the cheese off and Oh, no, 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 no. That's not it. I would do the reverse because I was lactose intolerant. No, because I was lactose intolerant, so I would eat the carbs and not the
cheese. You'd only eat the bread. That's the worst part.
No, it's the best.
Yeah, that was like I was like very turned off watching that. I was like,
yeah, it was disgusting. Pauly D, though, seems like he's
definitely like doing the best. You know he has a daughter?
Yeah, I didn't know. I
feel like I saw that and then I forgot about it. I looked up the whole thing after because I was like very intrigued.
Tell me.
So he like had a one night stand with this girl who was like a Harrah's waitress.
Okay.
Back in like 2013, like literally just like she was like waitressing. He was DJing at Harrah's. Do you remember? I think we saw him once. Our friend had a birthday party in Atlantic City.
Yeah. Back in that.
Maybe that was the night. So he had sex with his waitress. She became pregnant. Then she like decided she was having the baby. He sued her for like custody. He like wanted custody because he thought she was an unfit parent and now she like works at Hooters or something. It's all very Jersey Shore. But the girl's like cute. He doesn't put any pictures up of her, but apparently he like only lets very serious girlfriends like see.
Interesting. Or talk about her.
But the mom, I found the mom's Instagram.
Yeah.
And I was looking at her. She's like cute. She looks a lot like him, which is like kind of funny.
Well, it's Pauly D's type, you know, curly hair. What it was, light eyes.
Yeah,
like some can move.
Yeah, they need someone single on that show.
Yeah, otherwise it would be so boring. And like,
They didn't show Gianni, I thought, at all on the show, which I thought was kind of weird.
Her lips, her top lip flaps as if it's like independent. Like you could tell,
you hear them talking shit about all their faces. Like, there's a lot of new faces. There's a lot of
Well, no, because she goes, "Oh, Ronnie, you got frosted tips. What are we in middle school?" She's like, "Oh, was that a new face you got?" But and she laughed. But her, you could tell they go to a Jersey plastic surgeon.
Yeah,
like the lip, like it looks like I made the joke that she looks like a duck.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's like a look that they're into.
But like JWoww's lips look good. Like they look like they're still attached to her face, whereas Snooki's like literally flap about like a dead fish.
Right.
Like on the top of her mouth, which I still like her, but she's exactly like, I don't think she's like this in real life. I think she's.
What do you mean?
Like, I think that she's very like good and not a drunk like this. I think she's just like this for the show.
Right. But she knows what's going to get her like money.
Exactly.
And totally. It's not acting like health conscious, mom. like health guru freak.
What was up with JWoww dressing like a grandma? Like she wore literally what you wear to the gym, to the club, but with glasses.
Do you remember the outfits she used to wear?
Exactly. She's only. I looked up all of their ages. Okay. Do you want to play a game?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll guess.
How old do you think JWoww is?
30.
It's 32. How old do you think Snooki is?
30.
That's right. Ding ding. How old do you think Mike is?
36. 38.
How old do you think Pauly is?
They should have a show. I'm sorry, just on a side note. They should have a show with like with Situation and Jax and like every other God. Like 38-year-old man
who's on after all these the shows. Threshold of like 36.
Of like appropriateness for being on a reality show. It'd be very funny. I'm sorry, go on.
Okay. Pauly.
Pauly 34.
37.
Okay.
Who else is there? Ronnie.
Ronnie, I'm going to say 30.
I think he's 32, like, or 34. I forgot that one. Vinny,
I remember being the youngest. So I'm going to say he is 29.
30.
Okay.
and I think that's all of them, except Sammy, which I didn't look up.
Well, she said when she started the show, she was 22. So she's probably like 31 now.
She's probably like 30.
Yeah.
It was only five. It ended 5 years ago. It ended 10.
Yeah, but I think they were on for like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
So
anyway,
I can't believe it was only 5 years since it ended. It seemed like a longer time. Right? Maybe because they all have kids and shit.
It seems like way longer. It's so crazy. I remember like when that show started. We were juniors in college, and I like was in our apartment. Were you abroad? I was in my apartment.
No, I was the year. It was before, it was like the semester before I went abroad. Yeah.
So in our apartment, I was like doing work, like eating, whatever. And I turn the show on and I watch it. And I'm like, holy fuck. The show is exactly like the people. We know people like this. This is going to be so fucking funny.
We went to Karma.
We went to Karma. It was sucked, honestly. But it was cool.
Really,
it was outdoors.
A really pretty, like a really cool looking club. The people in it were terrifying.
Yeah.
But like the actual club itself was like very pretty. I remember being like outdoor, indoor. Like,
was that the same club that you walked into a stop sign?
No, that was a different Jersey club. I'm not making myself sound great. We have to pivot this conversation. Anyway, I thought Sam not coming back, that doll was like pretty funny with it saying all like,
you know, that's like a fuck doll. Like those dolls are, that was because it's so lifelike. They make dolls.
Heavy, right?
They make dolls for like
production
strange, probably strange men who are like obsessed with having sex with
like
dolls.
Like a fleshlight?
But body, like whole body.
That's very creepy. But it was really funny that it was saying all the like shit that she would say.
Mm-hmm. Stop. Stop it, Ron. Stop.
I'm the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet.
She was great.
Yeah. I wish she came back. I thought it was like Ron's obsession with her. He just literally kept talking about her and like making references to like hooking up with her.
Unless that's an edit.
No, I think he's probably like
still obsessed.
I think he's not into the fact that she moved on to when he was drunk talking to Dina. He was like, oh, you're just like not going to come back. You're going to like leave me for your like boyfriend or something like that. Right. It was like very weird. He definitely should not be a father.
At this point,
it's kind of weird because I feel like you think of the show as like so long ago, but I feel like there's still like some weird shit
there definitely
with
is.
Like him and her.
Yeah, I loved Sammy. She was the fuck. Like she was crazy. Yeah.
Here's what makes the show really great is the fact that these people like don't think they're better than it.
Right.
Like
they
there's
love not it.
Right. There's nothing about them that's like, oh, like that was in the past. Like I'm not like
yeah.
that. Like like they're still like yeah. Like we still like love this shit. We still like
yeah.
Like those were like we were no regrets. Like those are like we had an amazing time and
the best thing.
This is who we are. We're like trashy. We don't give a shit. Like we're not trying to pretend to be anything. We're
you
not.
You know what I thought was interesting when JWoww like she goes in the club. She's like this era. All these people, all they do is just like stand in their tables and just bop around. But we like. We wanted to like dance, like we still dance and like fist pump and do all that. I was like, that's so true. Any club you go to,
yeah, people are just like
bobbing because they're like fucked up, but like they're not like dancing or they're not high energy. They're just like, yeah, man, you want some coke? Like,
right.
But like that. And I like the dancing part. That's like my favorite. It's yeah. so funny. It's so true. It's like a JWoww
is such a she's the boys. She's the boys of a generation.
Okay, so let's. Well, there's something else in the news
right.
that Jordana put in our outline that I thought was interesting.
So apparently pasta's good for you. Apparently in a study, they said that eating pasta was okay. like one of the better carbs that you could eat. Like it's better than eating any other carb. And Eileen thinks this was paid for by Big Pasta.
I do.
She
every research it. Article is you have to look who funds the studies.
Is there a Big Pasta lobby?
Yes, there is. Because like it's possible. Maybe pasta sales are going down because everybody's on Whole 30 and all that shit. And so like Big Pasta is coming making a comeback and decides, oh, we need to get people to eat pasta again. People are eating, you know, bonza, which is chickpea
right.
pasta.
On that note, I kind of feel like I do kind of feel like when I eat, it's pasta is like something I'll like eat and then I'll feel like satisfied and not like I'm being like, I can eat like less of it and be like happy. It's like a happy food.
I fucking love pasta.
It's so great.
The thing about pasta though is that the serving size is really like,
small.
That's the thing about pasta.
That's the thing about pasta.
It's like 2 ounces is like the serving size for like 180 calories or something. And that's like literally the size of my funking finger.
Right. It's just like, I don't know. If I want like a real meal, if I'm like going out and I want to be like full and like satisfied with my meal and not like even like, right. you know what I mean? Even when you have like a shit ton of like salad or vegetables and you're like kind of full,
no.
you're still like that didn't really like
even
do
sushi.
Anything for me. Like if I have pasta before I go out, I'm not like drunk eating. If I have like
yeah.
a big ass salad and some sushi, like I'm going to be like not happy.
Pizza. Well, speaking of that, Sammy and I are starting this new yes. podcast called A Diet Starts Tomorrow. I think we talked about it in the last episode. It's officially launching April 22nd. That's in 2 Sundays.
We're going to take down Big Pasta.
We're taking down Big Pasta. It's basically follow us on Instagram. It's Diet Starts Tomorrow. And our first episode is Kayla Tsinez. That's how you say
ever
it.
Ever heard of her.
And so we're really excited. We're going to talk about all this shit and how much we love fucking pasta. Okay. So
let's do some emails.
Do it. You want to read it?
Yeah, I'll read the first one. Dear Betches, first of all, love all your advice and everything. I listen to all your podcasts. Even started watching The Bachelor just for the podcast. Ah. I have a career question for you guys.
That was Jordana's emotion.
Now, I know you've pretty much had your company since college, so you may not have any advice for me, but I still need help. we'll get to that later. So about a year ago, I moved away and got a really awesome job. By awesome, I mean well-paying, good benefits, and really good experience, but not the most fun. I've been there for about 10 months now, and recently me and my boyfriend decided to move to a different city. I'm extremely excited about the move, even though I will probably be judged by family and friends for giving up the current job I have. Here's my issue. I know we are planning to move in a couple months, but I'm not going to quit until I know the date for sure. The problem is I'm supposed to go to 2 conferences/courses next month through work. I work for a large company, so I know the money isn't an issue. However, I feel bad that I'm getting all these courses paid for right before I'm planning to leave. Should I tell my manager that I'm planning to leave? We are fairly good friends. Or should I just go to the conferences and not worry about the whole move/quitting thing? Second question, what's the best way to quit a job? I already feel terrible and panicky about it, and it's a couple months away at least. Thanks in advance. Ready to quit, Betch.
Okay, so let's
address this question.
Yeah, let's address the first thing, right? So right. It's like about. Where's she moving? I don't know.
She's moving to a different city.
Yeah, what's the original city? Okay, I need more details. Yeah. So would you tell your boss that you?
I wouldn't yet. Because one, like, it's, you're not like 100% certain that you're like moving. You don't have like an exact move-in date. It could wind up being pushed like several months.
Yeah.
And this, in terms of this workshop, like, you could be using it like towards your current job while you're actually doing there. It could be helpful if like money, if you know the company isn't like totally cash strapped. I don't think it's a big deal for like you to go to this thing.
Yeah,
I think that like
a large company,
I think
they won't even notice like that.
I feel like this guilt is like sort of like a thing that's like, a lot of females would, I think if you were like a man, you wouldn't even think twice about it. You're like, Mm-mm. Of course, I'm just going to go to this conference. I'm going to do me. And like when I need to leave, I'll just leave because like it's my life.
Yeah. That's it. We're right. not thinking about anyone else right. but myself. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's nice for you to like think of that. But like when it comes to like your career, like as long as you're being nice about everything and being pleasant and like not like trying, like actively trying to fuck someone over, I don't think anyone's going to really like hold that against you.
Yeah. And what's the best way to quit? You literally just say, hey,
compliment sandwich.
Yeah, I really love working here. I learned so much. I want to make the next step in my career. Mm-mm. Why not?
No, because that's not even the real reason. It's like I'm moving. I would love to work here for as long as I could, but I'm moving cities, so I have to leave. But I had such an amazing experience working here. It's like if I could, I would be working here in like the city that I'm moving to. I love this job.
I thought she got the job. That's why she's moving.
No, they're just moving.
I moved away and I got an awesome job. By awesome, I mean well paying.
Yeah, but that's where she works now. Months. That's where she works now and
now,
she's leaving.
And recently, me and my brother decided to move to a different city. Right. But they'll be judged. Here's the issue. I'm planning to move in a couple months. Oh, she didn't get a new job.
No, she's just moving with her boyfriend.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, it's, like, totally not personal. Like, if someone moves through, it's not like you're going to a competitor.
My bad. Take it back.
Right. This is a particularly easy situation in my mind. It's, like, you're not, this isn't personal. Like, you're moving. You're, like, switching cities. It has nothing to do with your employers. Like, no one will be offended by it. As long as you give them enough time to, like, find someone new and, like, you can help train that person, I would give them, like, 3 weeks to a month. I think that's like the ideal. Like people say 2 weeks is really like the minimum. If you like really enjoy the job you have and want to stay on really good terms, the respectful thing to do is I think 3 weeks to a month.
Yeah.
Because
so that they can find someone new, you can train them.
Like that'll leave you on really good terms. And then like if you wind up coming back to the city, like you're more likely to have a job. You're leaving on good terms. If you need a reference, they'll be much more happy with it. People like very few people are like really upset and take things personally, like unless they like really are personal. And this is not personal. This is you're moving to a different city.
It's a
nothing
big
to do
company.
With them.
Yeah, for sure. It's not like you had all these responsibilities that you're just sort of dropping. Like if you give them a good fair amount of time, you just tell them that you're moving. So she doesn't have a job in the next month, in the next city.
Yeah. I mean, you should look, obviously, but that's not really our question. But
right,
like,
I would look.
Yeah, I would definitely look. If you have like, if you can kill a couple months without a job, and that's like something you can afford to do,
Sounds amazing. That's fine.
But in general, yeah, like people, quitting isn't personal unless it really is. In this case, it's not.
Yeah. When would it be people, personal?
In like, you hate your manager, like then it's personal.
Yeah.
Right. Or like someone, you just like, hate the work experience, or you don't like the company culture, or something like that's like, and you go to a competitor, or you go to a similar
harassment company,
like that's I feel like. As bosses, like that's a lot more personal, although like everyone has their own like culture where they fit in and like environments where they,
I mean, what we had our first employee, we had like, obviously she was there alone with us and she was like, we had a great relationship and it felt like a personal like type of relationship, like sort of friendship. But then again, she also worked for us. But then when she wanted to move on to their next company, I totally understood. Like we didn't take it. Like I didn't sit there and cry. I was just like, I totally get it. And she's like, I'm going to give you like a month.
I'm going to train the next person.
I'm going to do everything I can to make this easy. And I was like,
and we're still like on very good terms with her. Like
I totally appreciate all your contribution. You made a huge contribution to the company. And like, thank you. It's like,
and you can now like,
it's, bosses aren't petty. And if they are petty, you should quit anyway.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's do
And if you want more career advice, we are having a we're writing a book right now. It's called When's Happy Hour.
Yeah, we didn't officially announce it, but yeah, did
Work hard so you can hardly work.
Yes.
I saw it on your Insta story, so I thought that was like official.
Right, I did do it on my Insta story.
Anyway, it's a book all about career and how to navigate this kind of shit, how to navigate like finding a job, keeping a job, finding out what you want to do in life, asking for a raise, all that fun shit.
We're just finishing the book. It's coming out October of this year.
Get excited. You can pre-order it soon.
Yeah, you can pre-order it yet, but look out on our Instagram all over where we're going to announce it when you can pre-order it. We'll have links everywhere. Don't worry. And it's going to be good.
It's going to be great. And every chapter ends with a question just like this one where we answer that kind of thing.
Okay, let me read the next one. Dear Betches, first of all, thank you for bringing joy to my life with your witty, hilarious, and relatable conversations.
You're welcome.
Welks. I've been dating my boyfriend for almost a year now, and he is my first real boyfriend and first love. We met through a mutual friend whom I no longer speak to due to a falling out. We have not talked at all about previous relationships and why they've ended. However, before our mutual friend and I had a falling out, she told me that he and his ex dated for 3 years, lived together while in college, and she even pressured him into marriage at the end of college. I'm not sure if this was the cause of their breakup. My guess is that she gave him an ultimatum. But the point is, I can no longer ask our mutual friend about it because we don't speak. He has never even alluded to her or brought it up, making me think he doesn't want to talk about it at all. I want to so desperately ask him about it because I don't want to repeat the same mistakes she may have made that caused him to break up with her. It's making me insecure to know what may have happened because I'm so worried about doing something that will scare him away in a similar way. We also have not spoken about marriage or kids yet either, another topic I'm dying to discuss with him. Should I just drop it and not worry about the ex situation? How do I bring up the fact that I hadn't seriously been with anyone before him? Love, relationship, virgin, batch.
Okay, this is a good one.
This is a good one. Makes me feel she's young.
Right. I mean, it's really important to know. I would say that in terms of the second part of the question about bringing up marriage and kids and all that other stuff, that I would hold on. I would definitely hold on because it sounds like you don't really know this guy well enough to even know if that's something that you want with him.
Totally. Like, the whole thing that the thing that sort of not bothered, just sort of stood out to me was that you were very worried about what he thinks of you and that what you're going to do to make him break up with you. Like, he should want to know about your past relationships. And those kind of things like sort of come about naturally in a relationship that is like a good relationship that's going in the positive way. If you're in good direction, like in a direction that's going towards marriage one day, hopefully. Like,
it's just like a real honest conversation where you understand like not only like what people do and how they act, but like why they've made certain decisions in their past, what brought them to where they are today. And it's very important when you're dating anyone to know about like any significant past relationships in their life, their first one, their most recent one, why they broke up, what they liked about that relationship, what they didn't like about that relationship. Like that like will really give you so much insight into like why the person acts the way they do today, what they're really looking for in a partner, like what they're like, what place in their life they're at. Like, it's so important to understand like, and it can be uncomfortable to ask or talk about, but those things give you like so much more insight than anything else.
But also, since this is your first relationship, I think that the one thing you have to remember is that what matters the most actually is the what you think of him, not the other way around. Like, sure, it's good that he loves you, but it's more important that you love him, because if he doesn't, it's your life, not his. Right. Like, what's that movie where it's like you're the main star of the movie, that of your movie?
Probably He's Just Not That Into You.
No, it was like, no, It's the Holiday. No, something cheesy, but it was really good. It's like, you should be like, yes, it's the holiday. Fucking Kate Winslet.
Yeah, that makes sense. You should be the star of your own movie.
You should be the star of your own movie. Like, you, everything that happens around you is happening around you. Not to be a narcissist, mm-hmm. but like, you shouldn't be worried about what's going to happen when you do something, you tiptoe around his feelings. Like, you give a fuck about what he's done. So, but
On the other hand, I get that. It's like, you don't want to make someone feel uncomfortable. You don't want to like bombard them with like all these questions, bringing totally. Up like a past relationship that makes them uncomfortable. And it's sometimes hard for people to talk about their past. A lot of the time, it's hard for people to admit their mistakes. But the way someone talks about their previous relationship gives you, again, like, if you're trying to understand him, understand for yourself if he'd be a good fit for you. Like, those are necessary questions to ask. Like, it can be awkward, but it can be like, I like want to know like where you've been, where you came from. Like, I'll tell you about like for even like a lack of experience is something that you can talk about too. Like, you can talk about like, you know, like relationship issues that you've had in the past, how you got to be the certain way you are, why you're ready for a relationship now and you weren't before. Like, those are all things that like sound like really deep, intense things, but they can come up organically. And it's important that both people like feel comfortable enough with each other, because that's what intimacy is. Intimacy is like sharing a story about yourself that doesn't paint you in the best light, or that you're a little bit ashamed of, and like being open to being like vulnerable. To being vulnerable and not sharing like necessarily all the most positive aspects about everything you've done. And that's when you really know a person. It's really easy to like tell everyone like the best parts about your past and what you've been, where you've been and what you do and the things you're really proud of. What's like hard and what's meaningful is when you like share a real experience that you like learned something from, or came out of differently, or like act a different way after.
Yeah, like, you shouldn't be digging for his like past just to know what you shouldn't do. Like, that's not, it's dig for his past to know, like,
to understand who he is.
Who he is, if maybe you shouldn't date him. That's not right for you. Like, but that's a good question.
Yeah.
You should, but anyway, it should happen naturally. The conversation flow naturally.
Yeah, if he had a significant relationship with the next person, like, that should eventually come up. Like, it was a big part of his life.
Yeah,
like,
especially if they wanted to get married.
Yeah, and then when it does come up, you could just be like, so, like, why didn't it work out? Like, I'm, like...
Yeah, like, don't do it like, oh, let's say he's playing video games. Just, like, turn it off and be like, I have questions. Like, that's not how it works. Like, you're going out to dinner and be like, so, whatever, like, I've been thinking about that friend, like, for a while, like, what do you think she's up to? And, like, maybe, like, get into that conversation, like, sort of naturally.
Right.
Should we play some games?
Yeah, a listener wanted to know what our thoughts are on people who photo credit shitty Instagram posts. She understands that the need to credit professionals for their work, but it seems completely unnecessary for 99% of the population. Do you ever do photo cred?
Like...
The picture of the camera and then like the person's like a username when it's like someone taking a picture of you and your boyfriend.
It depends if that person asks for it.
Have you ever asked for it?
No.
Have you ever commented like, photo cred?
I'd be like, who took that amazing photo? But I wouldn't be asking for photo cred. I just need to insert myself in the situation.
You just want a way to make the situation about yourself.
Yeah, for sure. No, I don't give a fuck if somebody photo creds me. But people have asked, like, oh, you didn't, like, include me in that?
Like, it's like, yeah, you're not in the fucking picture. Sorry. Yeah.
I don't know what... People just need to be involved in, like, other people's situations, I think.
Yeah, it's a kind of a way, I guess, of making someone feel included that, like, you may take the picture and just didn't actually get to be in it.
And also, it's a
when
way...
When it's a group shot, I took, like, a really good group shot, and I'm, like, not in it because I took it. It's like... Yeah, it's kind of nice.
I think the other way around, though, is if, like, a person is, constantly alone in their photos, it shows that they have friends.
Taking the pictures?
Yeah, like, oh.
Or they have no friends and they're asking strangers to take it.
Yeah, but you wouldn't... I mean, like, there's only, like, weirdos who, like, photo cred, like, strangers. Like, that's weird. Like, you don't be like, oh, can you take this photo of me alone? And then you're like,
oh, you're saying it shows you know the photographer?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It knows you know the photographer. It's your friend. She took this photo of you. You guys are together. You're having fun. You're not alone.
Yeah.
Like, because it's hard to get, like, people don't really ask strangers to take photos anymore, I feel like.
If they're a couple, you might, because you'll be like, you want.
I, like, don't. It's so weird.
You're on vacation. How do you get a picture?
On selfie stick.
Way cooler.
No, like, okay. Yeah, it's just annoying because you know that couple's going to ask to take a photo of you when you're on vacation. And it's whatever.
All right.
Whatever.
Okay, it's Shoot, Fuck, Mary, Pauly D, Ronnie, Vinny.
Pauly D, I would marry.
You're marrying Paulie.
He's rich.
Because he has the nice house.
And he seems like a level-headed dude.
He seems like not the most insightful.
He seems kind of fun. Like, he's just kind of fun. Like, he's fun-loving kind of guy. I would have sex with Vinny, and then I would shoot Ronnie. The reason why I had sex with Vinny is because he seems super immature.
Like, I think Paulie seems more immature than Vinny.
I don't. I think that Paulie, like, acts like a character. Like, he's a clown. But I think that he has, like, he understands, like, family.
He did go for custody of his daughter, which was
sweet. Like, he seems although like he has, he's a DJ, you know? It's the only job that he can spell, as he says. I think my intuition about Paulie is that he's a good guy.
I might agree with you now after watching Vinny eat that pizza. But before that, I think I would have married Vinny because he just seems like the most, like, sort of non-Jersey Shore of the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, but who cares? The thing, Vinny, like, the two girls started crying about the missing their kids, and Vinny's like, what the fuck is that? Like, he has no understanding of what that is because it's so far for him.
Right.
That I think he's...
You don't think he's ready for marriage?
He's super immature. Right. I think he's going to be a great dad eventually in the future, but that's like 10 years from now for me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. Okay. BFF, party with... or shoot. Okay, so BFF, party with or shoot. Snooks, JWoww, and Dina. By the way, I wanted to say that Dina in her confessional with her long curly hair looked beautiful. I want that hair. Like, I'm just recently did my hair blonde, but now I'm going back. I like want to go brunette, and I want my hair long and curly again. Just had to put that out there.
I feel like they're all kind of similar. I think I'd want to be BFF with JWoww. Something about her is more calming to me than the other ones. I'd want to party with...
Yeah, she's
maybe
chiller.
I'd want to party with Dina because she doesn't have any kids and get rid of Snooki. What do you think?
Yeah, Snooki seems like a liability to party with.
Yeah, you're getting arrested.
I don't think I would party with Snooki, but she seems like such a fun friend. Like, JWoww is just like chill, but she seems really judgmental. Snooki seems
like that.
Snooki just seems like unconditionally loving and doesn't judge you for like
she kind of, I feel like she's like shadily a little bit of a bitch.
No, I think she is. She hates people, but like right. I also hate a lot of people, but like the people that I love I don't really judge.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like JWoww, when she's on your team though, she's like on your fucking team. Like she'll like hit someone for
I feel
you.
Like they're sort of the same to me.
They are similar. They're all kind of similar.
Yeah. Dina though, the hair, I just love it. I want it.
So you're gonna...
I would party with her. Yeah.
So who are you getting JWoww rid of?
I would never party
so you're
with
getting rid of JWoww.
JWoww would never party with, she's literally grandma Central.
I like that. We go home at 1
p.m.
We get a pizza. No, a.m. A.m.
Snooki, yeah. I feel like I would like be the Snooki to JWoww because she's like 10 feet tall and I'm like 5.
Are you and I JWoww with Snooki?
I think we are. I think we're JWoww.
Because I'm much taller than
in
you.
The brain.
Yeah.
Now we're JWoww and Snooki. Okay.
Right. BFF party with, shoot, Bethany, Sonia, Dorinda.
Oh, man. I was about to be like, I'd marry Bethany, but that's a different game. Dorinda's so fun. I would party with Dorinda.
But Sonia has, she's party with John Kennedy.
He's dead. Sonia, John Kennedy's been dead for 5 years. I would shoot Sonia and I would be best friends with Bethany.
Yeah, I could see wanting Bethany on your team.
I would be besties with Bethany. She seems smart.
You're partying with Dorinda?
Yes, 100%. We went to...
I feel like Dorinda's a really good friend, though, probably. She seems like the most, like, least, like, excitable.
She seems like she would fucking
when she's
shoot
drunk,
someone who crosses you.
I might be best friends with Dorinda, party with Sonia, and get rid of Bethany. She gives me a little anxiety, Bethany. Just the way she talks is, like,
right.
A little...
She is very, like, sort of on the syllables.
Right. I feel like she could turn on you real fast and be like...
Yeah. Dorinda's fun loving. We get our hair cut by the same person.
All of us.
Yeah, we do. Shout out to Dieran. Dorinda, I would like want to party with and I keep wanting to say marry. Party with and be BFF with.
Well, you can only pick one. I'm partying with Sonia cuz she's a lunatic.
Fine. I'll agree with you. I'll agree with you.
Okay. Would you rather be a cast member on Jersey Shore or Teen Mom?
Jersey Shore. Duh.
Yeah, I guess that was an easy one.
That was easy. Sorry. Would you rather be a cast member on Jersey Shore or X on the Beach? No, or Vanderpump.
Vanderpump.
Why?
I'm not like, I don't know. There's something like There's something Jersey Shore that I like to watch, but I wouldn't want to be there.
Vanderpump or Real Housewives.
Vanderpump,
New York.
I'm like, oh, it's like kind of fun. Real House. That gets classier as you keep going.
You think they're classy?
I think they're classier.
Did you see very Dorinda? Low bar. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm also like, I don't like partying as much anymore, so I feel like I'd fit in with the Real Housewives.
I love a fucking martini.
So do I. Dorinda has a ton of martinis.
I know. That's why I love her. I would do that too.
Real Housewives, I think.
Yeah, but I was just saying they're not that classy, but yeah.
That's fair.
Money can't buy you class.
Right. Money can't buy you class.
All right, everyone.
Elegance is, what is it?
Wait.
Elegance is, I don't know.
I don't know. Whatever. Did you make that one up?
I might have.
We're both really bad singers.
What do you mean? It's the first time hearing. I'm just kidding. All right, guys, it's been real. We'll see you next week. Let us know if you have any questions or anything you want to know. Email us at slapped@betches.com. That's slapped@betches.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.